An opportunity to meet somebody new this morning. And I always like that. Chris joining us this morning, Chris Wallace. He is the Development Services Director for Carbondale. He's also head of their census effort right now. First off, Chris, morning. Hope you're well.
Yeah, good morning.
You know, this number, and it ran in the Associated Press, ran statewide. I think it was Sunday I was doing homework. And, you know, well, I think it was 54% or something like that had filled out their census. Was that right?
Unfortunately, we're lower than that. We're at about 47% right now.
Oh, so it's 54% or 53% had not filled out.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
That poses a really nasty problem. I was playing with my calculator. I bet you played with your calculator on this number, too. And I just did, right? I said, you know, we'll get more people to sign out. So let's say 40% don't of Carbondale. The latest population number has 25,902. So we'll say 40%, 10,360 don't. And that's 1,600 per person. But over 10 years, it's $16,576 once you throw this in at the 40%. Now, if you spin this up, it turns out to $165,760,000 over a 10-year period that Carbondale would not receive. That once you start doing the economic multipliers and things like this, this number gets devastating quick.
Yeah, it is. You know, the difference between 100 people and 1,000 is a lot of money. So yeah, it's really important we get everybody counted.
How do you hope to do this? You've got infield people right now from the census, right?
Right, they're going to be out in the field. They're going to be going door to door. So if you've not filled out your census, they'll be knocking on your door. They can help you get your survey done right there in person and get you counted. So we're hoping that those efforts pay off along with some of the outreach that we've been doing. We hope we can get that number up before this thing ends in September.
All right. I was just redoing the number. I came up, I think I realized I made a mistake. Somewhere between $116 million and $123 million impact with 40% not filling it out. We were having a meeting about this earlier in the week here at the station. It was interesting because we were having the meeting and somebody was playing with their phone down at the end of the table. And a couple of seconds later, they go, I just finished mine. It doesn't take long.
No, it really could take less than 5 minutes. They want to know your age, your name, and where you live and your race. I mean, those are the four questions they're going to ask you. So it doesn't take long. You don't have to give out any personal information. You don't even have to give your birthday if you don't want to. You don't have to give your race if you don't want to. I mean, you can do the bare minimum and still be counted.
You know, what's interesting is this is not just about money. It's also about representation in our district. And I think that second order of effect when it comes to the politics and how we are represented here goes unappreciated. We glom on to that $1,600 figure, but what this means in Washington, D.C. is a different thing altogether and incredibly important.
Yeah, I think we're worried that statewide here, we're set to lose at least one congressional seat and potentially two, depending on how this number goes. So that, you know, we'd hate to lose that representation, and we're afraid if we lose that congressional seat, it'll be one of our seats down here in Southern Illinois.
Yeah, and we're worried about that. What about college students? Are they counted or not counted in the census for Carbondale?
They are counted. If they're here, when the census is being taken, they're supposed to be counted in Carbondale. We are working with the university. The Census Bureau has done something that they haven't done in years past, work with the university to make sure that these off-campus students are getting counted. The on-campus students are always counted. We get a good number there. It's the off-campus that we worry about. But due to COVID this year, they've taken additional measures to make sure those off-campus students are going to be counted.
And what additional measures are those, Chris?
Well, they're working with the university to get names and addresses of off-campus students. So instead of going directly to those students, they went directly to the university and find out where they live through the university.
Yeah, interesting. You know, you go back 10 years, Brad Cole's the mayor and feels the number is insufficient for Carbondale and asks for a recount.
Yeah, we've always felt that we've been undercounted. If you look at 2010, our response rate was only 67%. So we didn't do great in 2010 either. And that includes not only those self-responses, that also includes the work that the census workers were able to do out in the field going door to door. So we've got some ground that we can make up here, I think, based on that final number in 2010. We just got to make sure that we get everybody counted that we can.
You know, I can see some problems with this, psychologically speaking. I mean, because it's pretty kind of inbred. A mask is, why you have a mask on. I mean, it's really almost baked into our DNA when we can't see a face. There's a disassociation there. Somebody knocks on your door with a mask, you're not really prone to answering the doggone door, you know what I mean? And then somebody asks you questions and they've got a mask on and you're hesitant or reticent to interact with them. And I wonder if that psychological chasm is part of our problem compounding the past issues.
Yeah, it's hard enough going door to door under normal circumstances, but having somebody knock on your door now with everything we're facing, I think it's going to be some people who are going to be apprehensive about opening that door.
What do you lose in Jackson County if, hypothetically, my more conservative number over 10 years, $116 million in federal funds lost to that community? What does that represent? What is lost in that community when $116 million is gone over 10 years?
Yeah, you look at that number, that's not just money that comes directly to the city of Carbondale. That money goes to the Jackson County Health Department. It goes to Rides Mass Transit. It goes to different educational programs. So everything's affected by that number. Social services, transportation, education, all those things that we all, count on are going to be affected.
Just got a text message on the American text line from someone who's an enumerator. That's the person that canvasses. And it says, thanks for doing this interview. As an enumerator, please urge people to take the questionnaire. If we are at your home, it is really easy to do. And I think Chris covered that when I live here. There's so many of us, and there's other questions there to fill out. With some you have an option to say no to. It's very, and what's interesting, it's very easy, but it's a very hard job for this person who works here. And I'm glad they're listening this morning, because this was another one. I spoke to a woman who lives in Murfreesboro, and the canvasser had come to the door, the enumerator. And, we were nice to them, and then we answered all their questions. And before they left, they said, thank you for being nice. So many places we go, people are just brutally rude and mean to us and threaten us. And that's been a problem before this time around. But with this hypersensitive nature right now, I can't see the job for that field person being an easy task.
Yeah, I can't imagine it either.
Yeah, and you got to go out and do it. And college students, all different ages, suspicions. So how long do we have to get this filled out?
The deadline's September 30th. So we got a little over a month to go.
All right. And what happens between now and the 30th to make this push to try to get downfield on this?
Well, we're continuing our education and our outreach through social media, trying to make it as easy as possible, providing links on the city's social media pages. But if you're online, you can share that link. If you already filled it out, share it. Tell your friends, tell your families, tell your fellow employees to how important it is to get it done. But we're going to have booths out in the community. Our census partners are setting up tables 3 days a week at various locations around town to help people when they walk by. They can fill it out right there. We're going to have one outside of City Hall tomorrow all day long, hopefully signing people up as they come in to pay their water bill or visit City Hall.
Right.
And then, of course, the census workers will be out in the field knocking door to door.
Chris Wallace joining us this morning. He's a development services director and head of the census effort in Carbondale. Now, we're talking to Chris, and and Carbondale was used as an example in a recent Associated Press story about not filling these census out downstate. But the fact is, Chris, we're having a conversation about Carbondale today, but this conversation is relevant for every single town in Southern Illinois, all of them.
Yeah, it really is. It's not about Carbondale. It's about Jackson County. It's about Williamson County. It's about the region as a whole and about the state of Illinois. It's much bigger than just Carbondale.
We have another person who is one of the people who are census walkers, this person in Williamson County. So many people don't answer the door. I have a visible ID hanging around my neck. It is frustrating. And then there's a little emoticon that follows that. So people who are working with the census, hearing us talk this morning, are talking about people are... They just don't want to fill it out. But I think when you and I brushed up against the subject of what you lose when money like this, I always kind of have a rule of thumb, although it changed last week at the advice of Ron Ellis, Williamson County Commissioner. I think of every dollar, 70% now, I said 75, and he's closer to 70 or 72. So let's just say 70%, be conservative. 70 cents of every dollar, 70%, $116 million in losses, is payroll.
Yeah, that's a lot of, that's people's income. That's what our economy relies on. So it has a huge effect on everything.
You know, it was interesting when Brad Cole asked for a recount. I'm like, really? You can get a recount of the census? And then I realized you have to pay for it.
Yeah, they'll give you a recount, but you got to pay for it. And that's why we can really target those areas that are low right now. You can get online. They have a self-response rate map, and you can track it down to the census tract. So it breaks your community down into smaller pieces. So we can target our efforts a little better in terms of those areas that have 30% response rate right now. Focus our efforts there as opposed to those that are at 70%. But yeah, if we did have to do a recount, we could look at those areas with the low response rate and try to keep that cost down. But let's hope we don't have to do that.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting when I saw that number in the Associated Press. My takeaway was, well, if you know only 46% filled it out, why do you need to count them? you know what I mean? Well, if you know the number, I mean, I thought that's how we were getting here. I'm like, if you know this is 46% haven't, then how do you know the people? Why do we need to count them again?
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't extrapolate that number out.
No. And it was weird because you start looking around, and I found different numbers. I found 25.3, and like I said, the most recent I found was I actually ripped the number out of the cure money, the original money that was dedicated for communities March 27th. It's not been distributed yet for counties and municipalities, and they listed the Carbondale population as 25,902. That was the number that I could get from the most recent government document on money distributed, so I assume that was a pretty close number. And some people say, well, maybe that many people left. I'm like, there's no way. No way.
Yeah. No, we know that the university's down. We know enrollment's down, so we've got less students than we had 10 years ago. But we also know we've seen some growth, whether through annexation or new subdivisions. So we know there's additional people out there. We don't know if we can make up that gap or not.
Yeah, I think it'd just go down to wherever the dorms are with all the freshmen and circle the place with census takers.
Yeah.
If Austin, Dr. Lane, told me he thought there was a 30% increase. He said, we're still doing the numbers, so I want that to be understood. But we could see a 30% increase in freshmen this year. And I'm thinking, that's pretty doggone news. Chris, you've been around long enough to know how good of news that is. My first thought is they're freshmen. They're away from their moms and dads for the first couple of weeks ever in their lives. And we probably need to track them down. They're busy experiencing life and freedom at this point. So, Chris, final thoughts when it comes to census for all of Southern Illinois and getting these numbers in here and ensuring proper representation in D.C., ensuring that those federal tax dollars are returned to that community, a crucial time between now and the end of next month.
Yeah, that's the underlying message. We've got to get people out. We've got to get these surveys filled out. Get online. It takes less than 5 minutes. If you don't have access to a computer, go to your public library, go to your local city hall. Somebody can help you fill it out. Answer the door if a census worker comes. Let's just make sure we get those numbers up.
I think you can do it on a smartphone too, can't you, Chris?
You can, yeah. It's just real easy on your iPhone.